Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Everybody, it's your girl, Jessie Mae. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm coming to you from the cold, windy, just sick city of Syracuse, New York. Everybody and their mother, including mine, is sick. So I'm hoping I can avoid whatever freaking plague my nephew and my mom have so that I can stay happy, healthy, and not be sick on the road. Oh God, it hurts to laugh. It's already starting. I can feel it. I can feel the respiratory infection setting into my lungs. Speaking of on the road, come see me live. I'm going to be, oh, my voice. It's happening, right? You guys can literally hear me getting sick. Oh, it really does hurt to laugh. Hopefully it's from the ab workout that I did and not from some sort of terrible infection. I'm going to be at the, where am I going this weekend? Oh, Skyline Comedy Club, Appleton, Wisconsin. That's going to be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Appleton, Wisconsin, Skyline Comedy Club. Come see me live. It's going to be a fun, fun time. And then the following weekend, I'm going to be at the Blue Room Comedy Club that is going to be in Springfield, Missouri. Wow. My cup of coffee has not set in today. That's December 13th and 14th, Blue Room Comedy Club, Springfield, Missouri. And for the last weekend of the year that I will be working, I'm going to be in San Diego, Whale's Vagina, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of September. Oh, oh, God, I am getting sick. The 19th, 20th, and 21st of December, San Diego, American Comedy Company. The 13th and 14th, I will be in Springfield, Missouri at the Blue Room Comedy Club. And coming up this weekend, I'm going to be performing at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. I hope they've got some apples and cheese for you, girl. Yeah, oh, Wisconsin cheese hats. You better have something. I fucking love cheese. Dairy and meat are the worst things to eat when you already have some sort of inflammatory infection happening in your lungs. But damn it, I'll be damned if I don't have some Wisconsin cheese. I'll tell you that much. Hopefully my flights are all clear. Hopefully the weather stays cool so I can get to these places. JessieMae.com for tickets. Come see your girl. You guys deserve to laugh. God knows you're probably going through some shit this holiday season. Aren't we all? I'm a member of the Dead Dads Club. Shout out to anybody in the Dead Dads Club or Dead Moms Club or even Dead Squirrel Club, because I have a dead squirrel as well. I had a pet squirrel. My friend Sarah murdered him. Well, she didn't really murder him, but it felt like murder. So anybody who has anybody or anything who's dead, shout out to you. It's a particularly hard time of year to deal with the loss. Not that I'm saying that the death of your loved one is equivalent to the death of my squirrel, but it is, so don't be rude. Please don't be rude. I have, I don't know if you guys have followed me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. Follow your girl. Also, please share and tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast. If they aren't already, let them know what they're getting into. A wild cornucopia of my thoughts and opinions. I'm the best friend you never knew you wanted or needed. Please rate and review the podcast and share it with your friends. And I really appreciate it. And any sort of live show you guys come out to, any merch you buy for me, a portion of the proceeds will go towards the Alzheimer's Association. So let your friends know if they come see me live. They're also giving back. So that's pretty fun. And I'm sure you guys have seen on my Instagram story, but I teamed up with my bookie in honor of my late great father, Joe Peluso, who loved to gamble. I mean, he gambled everything. Even if it were just a verbal bet, Joe was down. He had that like personality where he wanted to win and he loved a challenge. So my bookie and I teamed up, and they've got this really fun promotion right now. Basically, my bookie is Las Vegas, but in the palm of your hand, where you can do sports betting or play any games or whatever you want to do on there. And they're going to match your deposit of whatever you deposit halfway up to $1,000. So that means if you like deposit $2,000 to bet with, I know you're like, damn, Jesse made $2,000. That's a lot of fucking money. I don't even have $6 in my account. But whatever you decide to deposit, they're going to meet you halfway. So for argument's sake, if you were to deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with from my bookie. Use code Jesse when you go online to activate the offer, and I'll put the link on this show's description so you guys can go right to the link. So if you go to the description of this podcast episode, click on that link, put in the code Jesse, and that will activate the offer. And you guys will again get half of your bet back from my bookie. So if you put $1,000, they're going to give you $500. If you put $2,000, they're going to give you $1,000. So basically, if you have a little bit of money to play with, it's like getting a little extra free money. And I think my dad would love it. My dad loved free money. My dad taught me that money grew on trees. My mom was the financially fit person and sound. And my dad's like, nah, don't worry about it. Put it all on red. That was my dad's financial advice. So this is in honor of my dad, Joey P. My dad. That sounds like dead and dad in one word. My dad. Just a little something fun to offer for you guys. So again, use promo code Jesse to activate the offer. They're going to meet your deposit halfway. So whatever you deposit, you're going to get back from my bookie. And, you know, do it in honor of my dad. Or if your mom or dad like to gamble, go ahead. Don't go too crazy, though. Everything in moderation, folks. Okay, please don't put your house deed on the line. Just have a little fun. Have a little zoot zoots magoots fun. Don't go cray. Don't go cray, okay? Please. And if you win some, share some. Give a little back. You know, we don't give enough back. You're probably like, bitch, I don't have anything in the front. I don't have anything in the front for myself. You want me to give it back? I also want to give a shout out to Absolute Extracts, which has been our ongoing sponsor for the podcast. They are amazing and they keep me elevated on the road with their amazing Dart Pod, which is my travel vape pen, which won't give me lung cancer. Thanks. Thanks to Absolute Extracts for keeping my lungs clear. You guys can check out Absolute Extracts. If you're on the West Coast, you can go to Eaze.com, EAZE.com, which is a delivery service out here on the West Coast. Well, not here because I'm in Syracuse, upstate New York right now, but where I reside in LA, Eaze.com is a delivery service. And if you're in that area, you can go to Eaze.com. If you want to purchase any Absolute Extracts product, they have so many different products, CBD products. They've got pills and pens and pods and just amazing a range of things for all types of smokers. Or if you're not into THC, you just want to go pure CBD. They have a lot to offer. So go to Eaze.com, EAZE.com, purchase any Absolute Extract product, and you use code JESSEMAY at checkout, and that'll get you 15% off your order. So, hey, I'm going to keep you entertained with your gambling and keep you elevated with your products, your CBD or THC products. Absolute Extracts, I love you guys. And they also are sponsors of Sam Tripoli's show at the Comedy Store, Comedy Chaos. So shout out to Absolute Extract for keeping me elevated on the road and being an amazing sponsor and support for everything that I do. So check out, you guys got to check out my bookie. Make sure you use promo code Jesse for that. And for Absolute Extracts at Eaze.com, the promo code is Jesse. Giving back, giving back. I'll stop singing. It's so fucking annoying. This podcast episode I'm really excited about. It's a swap cast. I had the honor of sitting down with Stefan Satani, host of the Hyperbole podcast, and we gave some comedy advice. And you guys know I love giving my advice. Every Monday, Dr. Peluso airs on my IG story where I give unsolicited advice, unprofessional advice to people in need. It's really one of my favorite things to do, is to sort of share my knowledge, what I've acquired and attained up to this point in my life, to people who sometimes look, honestly, it's goofy. Sometimes there's questions that are like, my wife won't do anal, and I have to give advice on that. But sometimes there are people who are like, I'm stuck, just got out of a marriage, or I just lost my job. And I truly enjoy giving whatever advice I can for my life to help people, you know, not get on the needle or some dick that doesn't deserve them. So I'm all about getting people so they don't penetrate themselves with the wrong thing. Emotionally or physically. So I had a lot of fun on this podcast. We were able to give some advice to people, and maybe you'll get something out of it. Maybe you'll learn something about yourself. And at the very least, you'll be entertained. Are you not entertained? Here is Stefan Satani of the Hyperbole Podcast with your girl, Jessie Mae Peluso. Enjoy! Sounds like a fucking witch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an extra special episode of Hyperbole Podcast. My name is Stefan, and I am your main host. Anthony and Rand, my other co-hosts, are not here today. I wanted an upgrade, and so I ended up going for it. So instead of them, I have a very special guest for you guys today, Jessie Mae Peluso. Everybody give a virtual round of applause. I can hear it resonating. Awesome. Jessie Mae she's a comedian, an actress, an all-around entertainer. She's appeared on MTV's Girl Code and Safe Word, NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly. She was a guest on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, E's Chelsea Lately, VH1's Hip Hop Squares, True TV's Comedy Knockout, and multiple appearances on Comedy Central's Late Night Great Panel Show At Midnight, which I love. And if you're thinking, wow, she's done a lot already, she's doing more. She hosts the Sharp Tongue podcast, found everywhere. Just like God, you can find her everywhere. And my favorite, I have to say, segment right now is Carpe DMs. It's it's very good. And I am also very sad that you get all those types of DMs. So bless you. And other than that, she's also finishing up her tour and will be in Phoenix November 14th through the 17th at the House of Comedy. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for tickets, so you go and buy them and go see her. I will be there Friday night, chortling and guffawing at you. Welcome, Jessie Mae. How are you?
I'm in sweatpants. all those amazing introductions, and I'm in sweatpants.
And humble on top of everything. She's humble.
I'm so humble. I have never been. I'm a big old slice of humble pie right now. I told you I spent all day at the DMV. The DMV don't give a fuck who you are.
Oh my god,
they do not care.
3 hours.
Yeah, but I got my license. I answered like 9 questions wrong.
Oh my god, how many questions were there?
Like 36, and I'm like, I definitely didn't pass this at all. And at the end, they were like, you pass. I'm like, what?
Oh my god,
how are they allowing me to drive?
Is that all you need to do to renew your license in California?
Yeah, you just have to take a test that you don't really even really need to pass.
Nice.
And the funny thing is, I was just sitting there waiting, and I had one of my friends, a company, deliver me weed.
I need to move to California.
I had a bag of weed handed off to me.
That's pretty. Was that Uber Weed? Uber Weeds?
No, it was this company that hit me up on Instagram. It was like, hey, you want to try our stuff? I'm like, sure, I'm at the DMV. Do you make deliveries? They're like, absolutely.
That is pretty amazing.
Right? I probably should give them a shout out. I don't even know. Let's see the name of the company.
Shout them out.
They put it in a cute little cupcake bag. The name of the company is Cannabliss, so shout out to Cannabliss.
Oh, I love weed puns. I love puns in general.
Oh,
Cannabliss.
That's a good pun. Just can make your day.
Just elevates you. Just like weed. beautiful.
It is.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining. Is there anything that I missed that you would like to add?
You hit all of it. What else is there? I'm on the road. I'll be in Arizona. You got that House of Comedy.
Woot woot.
Woot woot, come through. Escape all of those cactus that shoot needles at you that you have there in Phoenix, Arizona. People are not meant to live in the fucking desert.
The
desert's trying to murder you every day.
It is terrifying in here.
It's so terrifying. The creatures in the desert are terrifying. Terrifying. The fact that they can survive in those adverse weather conditions is just, it's unnatural.
You're right. I don't think this place is going to be inhabitable in 10, 15 years, because it's just
I think we're going to completely burn up, and rightfully so. The dinosaurs will come back and live in harmony.
So the dinosaurs will replace the Arizonians, and just yes. Arizona will be dinosaur land.
Stoner predictions. A new segment on my podcast.
Oh, I love it. Everybody also carries around it's like a survival tactic. Everybody carries around some huge water bottle. Right here.
Stay hydrated. I have that. I got my Yeti.
Oh, man.
I'm ready for my Yeti.
Nice. You're good for Arizona. Have you been to Arizona before?
Oh, yeah. I've been there a bunch of times.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been to Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe.
Nice.
Visited Stanhope and Bisbee.
Whoa. Okay.
I've been all over. Yeah, I've been all over.
Wow.
I'll probably go back and see that crazy clown when I'm back through that way next week.
Do you like ghosts?
I love ghosts. Ghosts or goats?
Well, ghosts. Cause
I like ghosts and goats. Someone should do ghost yoga.
oh
Can
my
you imagine? God.
That would be pretty amazing. You're doing yoga and then just a ghost comes up behind you and whispers in your ear.
Oh. The yoga farts are already bad, but add in a ghost and you're going to have yoga shits.
Oh.
I'm so scared.
Why do you
ask me about ghosts?
So there is a ghost town in Arizona. It's called Jerome, and it's way at the tippy top of a mountain. And it used to be an old mining town, but then in the 1917-ish time frame, they ran out of copper, and then they all abandoned it. So it's a ghost town, and so it's all haunted, and there are ghosts there. So I haven't seen one.
It's a literal ghost town, and there's ghosts there.
There are ghosts. Yes.
How do you know?
There are also goat ghosts. Because they're louder than the regular ghosts. So you can barely hear the regular ones, but then... Bah. So
there are goat ghosts.
Oh, it's the worst. It's a little annoying, actually. Don't go
oh
there.
Oh, my God. I'd be scared of a goat ghost because it would just like hit you in the knees all day.
Oh, my God. And then eat all your food, too.
Yeah.
That'd be
terrible. And then there'd be like little goat shit pellets left around the carpet.
Oh,
imagine their
no.
poops look like little Hershey Kisses.
And then you can't get them out of the carpet because that ectoplasm just sticks. So
yeah, the ectoplasm makes poop stick. Everyone knows that science.
Amazing. So anyway, so if you like ghosts and goat ghosts, then go to Jerome. It's a cool
I might have to check out Jerome, man.
And
I like to be scared.
And there's a lot of cool art, and it's a real nice hippie vibe, so...
Is the art painted by ghosts?
It is. It's all ghost art.
No one's really like, I mean, it's so hard to tell. Like when you go on YouTube, I literally will look up ghost sightings on YouTube because I'm such a nerd.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to tell now because everyone's got the capability of making a really good fake video. It's hard to tell which is legit.
Oh,
it's no
yeah.
fun anymore. Remember like Blair Witch era where that movie scared the hell out of us because that technology was so... groundbreaking for that style of cinematography. Now we're just like, meh.
Yeah,
do it all.
It's true. Although, you know, there's a haunted house now that's so terrifying they personalize it to all of your deepest fears.
Sounds
so,
like my butthole.
And I think that's what it's called, my butthole.
My butthole's a haunted house.
Just a house of horrors. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into it. We're going to center ourselves with a nice quote, so we're ready to give some advice. This quote of the week is from Inspirobot. So an Inspirobot is an AI-driven machine meant to squeeze life's lemons for us by making inspirational quotes and just spraying us with acidic wisdom. Since AI is the future, we need to get used to listening to robots. All hail Inspirobot. So this week's quote is, "Art can often be fattening.
Art can be fattening?
Art can be fattening.
Well, in what way? Like, if you're doing, like, some sort of interactive art installation where you're just eating cheeseburgers.
Maybe it's because, I don't know if they're talking about the spectator or the sculptor or artist, but if you're looking at art and appreciating it, you're just kind of standing there and sitting there. So maybe you're not burning any calories. So you're
if you're just standing there eating and looking at paintings.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great day. Throw in some marijuana and I'm there. Art can be fattening. Did a robot write this?
A robot generated this quote.
No fucking. I mean, obviously, art can be fattening. It's like, it sounds like something that a toddler who got into his mom's day tequila would say.
That's, yeah, I actually wrote
the quote.
Sounds
like you're like a drunk toddler.
Or a really high toddler. That's
high to art can be fattening. Really, Chad?
Watch out. Art can be really, watch out. Art can be fat. This is like a big warning. Watch out, all you artists. It can be fattening.
You're going to get fat. Hey, Banksy, move over, buddy. Get on the treadmill, you fat fuck.
So maybe you can get a treadmill while you're sculpting. So that way you can.
Or they should put treadmills in front of paintings.
Oh, that's pretty good. So at a Planet Fitness, instead of TV, you can just put a Mona Lisa. And then so you can admire it while you're walking.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think we're solving all of America's problems.
I'm pretty sure we are. This is great.
Because I think we're winning the race in obesity in the world, aren't we?
Yes. With
besides like a handful of those really enormous Asian children.
There are enormous Asian children?
Yeah, there's a few enormous Asian children that like smoke cigarettes.
Oh,
in like Phuket and like Thailand and Bangkok.
I've seen that.
They're these like little toddlers. They look like they're about 50.
Oh my God.
They're going on their second divorce smoking a
I've seen some shit, man. Some goat ghosts.
And you don't see Angelina snatching those ones up. She only gets cute kids.
She's looking through. I don't think that one's good.
She's like, I don't want that obese, chain-smoking Thailand girl. I want the really, really cute. I want a toddler that isn't addicted to cigarettes.
Oh, man. So
we're going to give bad advice?
We are.
I'm excited.
The worst advice. All right.
My favorite.
So I feel like we cracked the code on that quote from that robot.
I think we did.
We're going to move into the main part of the podcast, and we've called it The Beef. So this is the meaty part of the podcast where we answer questions from fans or ones that we find from across the internet. Question one, I'm going to read it. It's brought to us by our fan, Shirley. She says, my older brother is trying to dominate our household, and he's tearing it apart whilst doing so. I'm 18, and I live with my mom. Oh, she's English. Should I do an English accent?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to do my best here.
And a feminine one.
Oh, okay. I'm 18, and I live with my mom, my dad, and a cock of an
is
older
Michael
brother.
I'm
18 and I live with my mom, my dad, and a cock of an older brother. He has the biggest attitude problem that you could imagine. It's that basic, the world owes me everything complex. I'm going in and out of British.
I know you
it's
are.
A,
it's like
a thing.
Two different people. It's like multiple personality disorder.
Maybe there's a British ghost inside of me. he's the most disrespectful person I've ever met. He steals off my mom, even though she still gives him an allowance. He doesn't have a job and makes fun of me when I have to leave for work. Now, you'd think my parents would kick him out, but they don't want to do that because they'd feel guilty about him having nowhere to go. So, what should I do?
And that's, how old is he?
Didn't say.
She didn't say. Is he older or younger? Did she say that?
So she's 18. Cock of an older brother. So older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's older and doing all that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the parents' fault, man. As parents did that. The parents raised that little entitled asshole. But, you know, two sides of every story. We don't really know what's going on with this chick, but if she is telling the truth, I would blame the parents, man.
That's
they
a good
idea. They didn't provide enough boundaries for this little bastard. Change the locks.
Oh, that's good. So he has to try and
tough
find
luck.
His way inside.
Put his ass out in the street.
I like
He's
that.
A white British dude. He'll be fine.
Yeah, plus England doesn't have any crime, does it? They don't have...
No, I mean...
They've got batons at worst.
They got people steal horseshoes and wagon wheels, I think.
That's the biggest of their problems.
I think people steal tea and biscuits. I would kick his ass out. If I was the mom, I'd be like, bye. Bye, boy. Figure your life out, you little fucker.
Got it. So tell the parents it's your fault. Deal with it. And then change the locks.
Change the locks.
I like it. What if you made him do a lot of drugs, like mushrooms?
He might be able to see the truth through psychedelics.
Right? Because having a lot of people, they've done it, and they're like, I've looked at life differently. So if you give him some drugs, well, you'd have to coax him into it or get him
into
it.
Or you just put it in a sandwich.
Be like, here, you want a sandwich? It's got some extra mushrooms in there.
You want a psilocybin sandwich, do
you? You want some fish, chips, and mushrooms?
You want some fish, chips, and some magical mushrooms that'll make you go through the other side and have a new perspective?
It's bonkers, mate. Bonkers.
Change the locks and put him on psilocybin.
So both. Do the combo.
Yeah.
Lock him out so he's outside
tough
on mushrooms.
And mushrooms.
I think that's the perfect concoction for a better brother.
Yeah. It's a recipe for a better brother.
Okay. I think that's good. I think we kind of nailed it. Do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Is he single? Because I'll fuck the crazy out of him. I'll offer a one-time sex service.
So he just needs to get, what's the word in English?
He needs a good boning.
He needs a good, no, it's not a snog, a shag. He needs a good shag.
Yeah, he wants a shag.
What's a good bloody shag?
I'll shag him like looking like Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire. I'll put a pie in my face. Hello.
Hello, puppet. Okay, so kick him outside, change the locks, mushrooms, and maybe a shag.
Yeah. Okay. I think that seems really legit.
I think that's the perfect recipe for a better brother.
I do too.
Lovely. Okay, that's good. I think we're going to move on. This next segment is called Biz Whizzes. So we want to help business owners. So we've created a segment called Biz Whizzes, where we take a one-star review that whizzes on these bizzes and give advice to the biz on how to clean that whiz. So essentially, we look at some one-star reviews for business and we give them advice for how to make their business better. Now, this week, it's Buffalo Wild Wings in Tempe, Arizona.
Jesus. I already know how to make that better. Wash your hands.
Just blow it up and start over.
Wash your hands. Burn it to the ground.
So, Nikila drops a spicy one-star review on Yelp that says, this location has the worst food in the world. It tastes as if there are ground-up cockroaches in the wings. I would avoid if you do not want food poisoning. And that's it.
That just sounds like the most generic Yelp review ever. Also, how do you know what ground-up cockroaches taste like?
I was just about to ask that, too. I feel like you would have had to taste ground-up cockroaches, too.
And I'm not going to trust the opinion of someone who's eaten ground-up cockroaches. Mm-mm. And your culinary culinary expertise expands to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Somebody that's ventured out and gone and tasted ground-up cockroaches, and then they go to a Buffalo Wild Wings and leave a review. Maybe their palate isn't for the target audience of a Buffalo Wild Wings.
They should just stick to their cheese sandwiches or whatever they're eating. Worst food in the world. Really dramatic. Have you been to countries where they actually have to eat bugs for survival?
You know, so I was actually thinking about having, they have these protein bars and protein powders that are made out of ground up crickets.
I saw those.
I don't know. I'd give it a try.
You know what I did one time? Every time someone mentions crickets, I have a friend who is, I say he's an aspiring stand-up comic and it drives him nuts because he is and he wishes he were more than that. And for his birthday, I sent him a card and I bought crickets and I put crickets in the card.
Oh my, live crickets?
No, like little salt and vinegar ones. Like you can eat them. This is all you're going to hear through your stand-up career.
Oh, shit. Nice.
I told you, I'm all about giving that tough love. Oh, wait, so we have to improve this restaurant.
Yeah.
I think. What would you do? What's your gut telling you?
I feel like Don't use crickets. I feel like, what else did she say? She said, worst food in the world. Maybe don't do wings anymore.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is Buffalo Wild Wings.
Change the whole name. Just rebrand. Buffalo.
Yeah, we need you to rebrand.
Buffalo Wild Burgers. Just make burgers.
But you know, I've been to Buffalo Wild Wings many times because sometimes after gigs it's the only place that's open. And I have never had an issue. I always judge it by the chartsuation. I've never had a chartsuation. So. Not even once.
Oh, man.
I bet you this is a girl who worked there and got fired and she's mad. She's mad because she had a crush on the night manager and he just didn't want to get with her. So she thought she could play it cute and try and like act up. And then she got fired and now she's mad.
Oh,
she probably like stuck a tit in the hot sauce, something trying to turn him on. And she thought it was going to work and it backfired. It got her fired.
Oh, that's and rightly so, because I feel like a tit in the hot sauce, that would sting the areola, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe it would sting, especially if you had like breastfeed after that poor baby.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah, he'd be in for a trip.
I have a sick sense of humor.
You're fitting right in here. This is great.
Have you ever eaten a cockroach?
Yes. No, not a cockroach. A cricket. I've eaten a cricket.
But so, I mean, who is this person that they know what cockroaches taste like? That's just my main concern out of this whole thing.
That's what I feel. Have you ever eaten a cockroach? They're not bad if they're dry. If they're juicy, I feel like I would have issues with it.
Oh, God.
If they're nice and succulent, like a medium rare.
If you were hungry, you'd have to eat a cockroach, you know? You'd have to eat one.
That's
like,
yeah.
I don't know if I could. You remember Fear Factor? I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know either. I don't know if I can. No, a cockroach, no. If it's a big one.
A cockroach is meaner than a cricket. I feel like a cricket, one crunch, and it's not that bad.
You're right.
There's not much to them.
Yeah, you're right. And it was all dust, sawdusty, and so it just went down with the glass of water.
Yeah, it's not like cockroach. I mean, something that can survive nuclear war is not meant to be eaten.
And I feel like it would take multiple chomps to kill it.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
So you're getting it, and it's like, oh, no, I have a family. No, stop. And then it takes a couple, and then you're done. Sorry, did I gross you out?
I'm so grossed out. The microphone didn't cut out. I just had my mouth agape, and nothing, no noise was coming out.
So here's an idea. What about a Buffalo Wild Crickets or wild cockroaches? So
they should do Buffalo Wild Cockroaches. And since this girl, or I'm assuming it's a girl. Is it a girl?
I think her name is Nikila.
We always complain. I just assumed it was a girl. since she seems to be the foremost culinary expert on ground up cockroaches, she could get hired back to Buffalo Wild Cockroaches as the chef.
Oh, there you go. And then she could make.
So Buffalo Wild Wings, you need to rebrand to Buffalo Wild Cockroaches. Hire Nicola. Have her make her famous hot tit sauce.
Although we need
this
a dairy.
Sauce tastes like titties.
We need a dairy-free option, but I love it.
There's your new soundbite.
Perfect. Could you say it one more time?
This sauce tastes like titties.
Beautiful. So I think that's good. I think we solved it for Nicola.
Yeah, Nikki.
Yeah. We have one more from Ryan S. He's got a 1-star review, and it's like a hit from a buffalo, as it says. If you're looking for a place with slow service, cold food, and massive TVs, then this is the place for you. The regular seating room. I love how it was like bad, bad, great.
Yeah.
Slow service, cold food, and massive TVs.
Yeah.
The regular seating room was full, but the bar area was open. All the tables were not cleaned, and no one bothered bussing them. It also took more than 45 minutes to get our food, and we only ordered wings. I personally will not be going back to BWW anytime soon, unless it's to hang out with a friend, and it's their favorite place. The food itself is below average. It was overcooked, dry, and lukewarm. The only nice thing about this place is that it has nice TVs. Definitely would not go back here to eat. So
sounds like he likes TVs.
It sounds like he's kind of torn. He was really attracted to the TVs.
You know, there was this place in my hometown of Syracuse, right off the highway when you got into the city, and it was a dive bar restaurant, and in the windows they had neon signs, and it said warm beer, lousy food, hot wings. And that was their thing. And people, and it was like a well-known restaurant. People would go there, like truck. It was like a truck stop, and truckers used to love it. So I just kind of like this guy's. It's almost like the same thing.
Yeah, so you're saying Buffalo Wild Wings should put up a sign that says "slow service, cold food, massive TVs."
Absolutely. You know, if you've got a flaw, you've got to flaunt it. Because then no one can hold it against you. So if you put that out there, the people who come in can't complain about it. You just direct them right back outside and say, see, we said slow service. We said lukewarm food, which made me gag a little because that's where all the amoebas are. Ooh, and your food, and the temperature is not cold the way it should be or hot the way it should be. That's where it makes you rumble in your tumble.
Oh, no. And that's when
what makes you have soupy poops.
I was going to say the shartsicles. That's when they come out.
See, that's the type of place when you eat afterwards, you can't trust any of your farts.
Oh, the pop sharts. That's when they come out.
Oh, God, get me home. Oh, God.
It is
God, I'm giving birth.
I love this voice. This is a good voice. Where did the inspiration come for this? Buffalo Wild Wings?
Buffalo Wild Asshole.
So, I mean, this is also true with comedy, right? Don't you just, whatever people are seeing about you, you just say it up front so then they don't talk. Like, if I'm going up there, I'm like, I kind of look like Lance Bass, so then they're not talking about it behind my back or after.
Do you talk about that?
All the time.
That is so
funny. No, I'm kidding.
Funny. You don't?
No.
Oh, God, you're so sarcastic.
Should I talk about it?
It's like Brad Williams. He goes on stage and he is the elephant in the room. If you have an elephant in the room situation, you've got to own it.
But is it that big that I just look like Lance Bass so much
you
that
do.
I have to say it?
I honestly thought for a second that you were Lance Bass. If I hadn't smoked this DMV weed, I honestly probably wouldn't have thought it. But for 2 seconds, I was like, oh, I'm doing a podcast with Lance Bass today.
I didn't want to tell you, but I am Lance Bass.
I knew it.
I've disguised myself as Stefan Satani, but I am Lance Bass.
I love that your name is Steven, but you're sticking with Stefan.
So I gaga'd myself in sixth grade where I made my own name because
I love that. Your parents were chill with it.
My whole family calls me Stefan now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. It was on a whim, too. I was so spontaneous. It was in sixth grade. I was in line for going back to homeroom. And I was like, guys, call me Stefan. And they were like, okay. And then I told
my just started calling you Stefan?
They did. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have people call me Jessica.
It has a nice ring to it. Jessica.
It does, but it also sounds like a virus.
Oh, yes, very much so. Transmitted by mosquitoes.
Yeah, transmitted by all the open mouth coughers at the DMV today.
Oh, or amoebas at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, amoebas. Lukewarm amoebas at the Buffalo Wild Crickets.
That sounds like such a selfish bacteria too, doesn't it? Like amoebas.
It is.
It's all about amoeba.
I am an amoeba.
I need my Starbucks order perfect or else I'm going to send it back.
Can I have an amoeba latte?
Extra foam.
Can you put extra lukewarm foam on my amoeba latte?
Can you dry up some crickets and just sprinkle them on the top?
Do you guys have pumpkin spice crickets yet?
I swear to God, in probably 20 years, we're going to have that. We're going to have that.
We're going to have that because all of our land's going to be so goddamn dried up. The only thing we're going to have left to eat is bugs.
That's seriously. And you know what? Bugs release less methane than cows. So that means that the global warming is going to be better. It's going to be global lukewarming. Oh, no, because that means amoebas. Fuck. The amoebas are going to come in.
The amoebas are always there.
Oh, my God. The
global lukewarming.
Oh, no.
They're playing at Coachella next year.
Hey, guys, for global lukewarming. Oh, my. Is it like Coldplay type music?
Doing, everybody?
They're British.
Hey, How's everybody doing here, Buffalo Wild Cockroaches?
I was a cock of an older brother, but I got locked out. I got a nice shag and I had some mushrooms. And now I started.
And I saw the other side. And the other side is fucking crickets.
This song's called Six Legs, based on my inspiration from crickets and greenhouse gases. Oh, beautiful. All right, so I think we helped Buffalo Wild Wings a great deal.
I mean, if not, we better get some sponsorship money from it.
I think so. That was good. All right, yeah. So we're going to move on to the last question. I know. It's coming to an end. We're going to write it out nicely, but it's the last question. And this is, the question says, would this be the right way to air out jeans? Hello. I was told to air out jeans since there is no need to wash them after everywhere. I went with the method by hanging my unfolded jeans over the rod below my wardrobe, as my wardrobe is a door-free design. I would like to ask if I did the right way, and would this provide the air out effect? Sincerely, proper hygiene. And I spelled that H-I-J-E-A-N.
Oh, shit. They want to air out their jeans?
Have you done? I've never done that before. Have you?
They don't dry their jeans?
No. So this guy's saying, I don't have to wash my jeans every day, so I'm going to hang them up to air out the stank.
No, he needs to wash out the stank. He's got that from under nut sweat and he's not washing it out.
That's kind of what I feel, right? If you've got a stank, there's no airing out of your jeans, right?
No, and like, also, back to the previous conversation of amoebas, you're bringing all those, you think amoebas don't latch onto some denim during the day?
Oh my God, those damn denim amoebas.
Those denim amoebas love riding. I mean, they take that denim train all the way to your house.
My favorite part of this podcast is the amount of times we're saying amoebas.
Amoebas is one of my favorite words. I say it all the time. It's from that little girl from Signs. It was Abigail. Who was that little girl? That little actress, the little girl. She went drinking water, and she's like, this one, there's too many amoebas in it.
Oh, my God. I used to love that movie.
That was like one of M. Night Shyamalan's only good movies.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wait, so we have to help this person air out their fucking gross denim? A, is he a grown man? B, wash your jeans. C, you're obviously still living at home if you don't know how to wash your fucking denim. So I think this person just needs to walk into the ocean with cement shoes.
Or walk into the ocean with their jeans, because the salt will
boom
clean it, right?
Bung, bung.
It's
walk into the ocean with your jeans. Maybe those little like Japanese fishies will come and eat all the stuff off of it.
Oh yeah, that's like those jean fishies.
Yeah, those like little teeny like little feeder fish that clean off people's feet. Bitches who go on vacation, they go to like third world countries and they stick their feet in those water basins, and all those little fish eat the skin off their feet while they're getting a pedicure because they want to experience another culture.
That's how I did that. I'm a white guy and I did that.
Did you do that?
I did do that. I was like, my gosh, I feel Turkish.
Did you really do that?
I did do that.
What country was it?
It was the Virgin Islands. So it was technically.
Oh my God, you're so white. It's adorable.
I know. I had my Starbucks latte and some conch fritters. I didn't know
you. That is adorable. Look, this is why you white bitches go missing on vacation.
Some guys in the corner of an alley is like, come here. Hey, come here. I got Starbucks for you.
Hey, do you want to have a koi pond pedicure? You're like, yes.
Yes.
Do you want a pumpkin spice latte pedicure? Yes.
Do you guys have
never
a place?
Never be seen again.
Done. Stefan was gone.
White bitches go missing. We're an endangered species on vacation.
We're like gazelles out there.
Yeah.
I like how I'm classifying myself as a white bitch. I am. Basically a white bitch.
But you're co-signing.
Oh, man. I'm like, oh, my God, crickets? Gross. I'll do the fish thing, but no crickets.
It's like you get your hair braided in Jamaica.
How did you know?
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. Man. I know what's up. Dude needs to wash his fucking jeans. Look, I don't wash my denims every day, like every other day.
Mm-hmm.
But at least toss them in the dryer.
Wait, really? Will that air them out nicely?
Yeah, that does a nice little fluff. Okay. I mean, traditionally, if we're being literal, you don't really need to wash your denim every day, but you need a little heat or some sort of atmosphere on it. If it's not going to be water, it better be some heat.
Do you know why? Because of those goddamn amoebas.
Amoebas!
Those fucking amoebas. They're
coming
so annoying.
Coachella next season. Amoebas.
Amoebas with headliners. Lukewarm global lukewarming.
Lukewarm global warming. Global lukewarming.
Global lukewarm. That sounds like a famous actor's name. I'm global lukewarming. Okay. So dry your fucking, do something with your, don't air dry them.
At least do something with your denim. You know, they make this really nice Febreze spray. At least fucking Febreze them and toss them in the dryer.
That's what I would do too.
With a dryer sheet, you know?
That's good. Can you maybe put a Lysol wipe and just wipe your jeans like that?
Yeah. How about you just wash them? Because we all know that your stank taint got a little wet and hot that day.
How many farts do you think they drilled into those jeans?
Yeah,
and they're like,
farted in your denim. You're going to tell me you had a whole day you didn't fart in your denim?
And then you're just going to air it out?
Those farticles?
No.
I don't even like to fart into my mattress because I don't know how long my mattress is going to hang on to those farticles. I'll fart out.
Really?
Yeah, I'll turn on my side and fart out into the air, not into the mattress. That's rude.
Sometimes, well, because my wife makes me, I have to get out of the bed and fart outside of the bed.
That's a good wife.
And then get back in.
That's a good wife. You shouldn't fart where you fornicate. That's marital science.
I'm a trained animal now. So when I do it, I just get up. Sometimes even in my sleep, I just get up, fart, and then go back to bed.
Art is fattening. Well, fart is disgusting.
Yes. Especially in the sheets.
There should be no shit in the sheets.
Mm-mm.
Marital science.
Just basic hygiene. Even if you're just...
You want me to blowjob where you just laid a cookie? Get out of here.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, thank you.
That's gross. You want
sick.
Me to blow you where your ass amoebas are?
Maybe.
Also coming to Coachella
next year. Sometimes when I fart in the bed accidentally, I get some of those fish that eat your skin, and then they eat at the fart particles.
Shut up. Shut up.
And then I just sweep them away. They're done.
No. No.
They're done.
Absolutely not.
I'm like, great.
Absolutely not.
That would be so bad for those fish. I feel like they'd just be vomiting as they eat. They're like, what is this? No, this is not dessert.
Do fish fart?
Yes. I say that very confidently, but I have no idea.
That would mean they'd have like little buttholes, and I just don't think they have buttholes. But they
No,
eat.
They poop. I've seen their little poop strands.
Oh, yeah, they have poops. They must fart. They must let out little fish fart. Just like a little...
A little bubble, like
brrr. Yeah, one teeny bubble goes up to the the surface of the water.
Okay, so we should be very thankful that we're not fish because we can kind of sneakily, surreptitiously fart and no one notices. But a fish, the bubble appears, right? So,
and no one knows where it came from. It could come from a stalk of algae.
Oh,
or a group of amoebas.
Oh, amoebas! Those naughty, naughty amoebas. Stink,
little whores.
Stinky,
the whores of the ocean.
Those stinky boogers. Fucking
the whores of the ocean. Which is also coming to Coachella next year.
I kind of like that one. I like them all, actually.
I do, too.
Whores of the ocean, global lukewarming, and amoebas.
We've got a great band lined up.
This is going to be a sweet Coachella.
Hell yeah, it is. It's just going to be you and me and your wife.
Make sure to air out your jeans, because this is going to be...
That should be
one.
Our slogan. Air out your jeans because you are not ready for this year's Fartcella.
Fartcella. Oh, I'm so sad that my co-host couldn't make it because this is harmony right here.
Is this Realm Farts? Because I love farts.
This is basically what our podcast is about.
Oh, good.
The essence
good.
Of it.
I have a whole episode of farts on my podcast.
I heard it. It is a delight. That's why I was like...
It was
like,
a lot of fun. That's why I learned how to go...
How do you... I can't do it. I can do...
Tell me a food item and I'll do the fart noise that associates with it.
Mmm. Gouda cheese. Soft tacos from Taco Bell. That's accurate. I like the finishing touch. It's like, sardines. Did it happen?
Exactly. Because it's so tight in there, you couldn't get out.
One more. I want to do one more.
Okay.
Wait, do you want a fancy food or a regular food?
Whatever you're feeling.
I'm feeling fancy. So
I'm
fine
dining. Let's go fine dining.
I'm going to say swordfish. I am amazed by how quickly you can recognize the correlation.
Oh god, my dog just farted. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ugh. Carlin, that's so bad. I see, seriously.
So I will say, that's the wonderful thing about my cats is I don't think they've ever farted.
Pitbull farts are unique. He's just looking at me because he knows he just came over here, farted, and walked away. He's like, did I hear farts? And he just came over and it was just like,
pah. What a sneaky, sneaky fuck.
Sneaky farts coming to Fartcella 2020.
Oh my god. I think we've done it.
We've done it.
I think we've advised ourselves and we've helped everybody here. So
if people didn't get help from this episode, they're helpless.
They're helpless. They should go join the amoebas and just fucking go underwater.
Seriously, if you didn't get help from all of this really, really highly educated, severely, severely brought on by some extensive life experience advice, then good fucking luck. You're not going to survive life.
Well, two gurus. Gurus kind of sounds like really sticky baby kangaroos. Oh. Ruminating on that. Anyway. Before we leave, I want to do some plugs and closing remarks. If you guys have not subscribed yet, please subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the podcast directories and all that. So just subscribe. Just do it. Leave a review. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. If you have a question, email us at hyperbolepodcast@gmail.com. This is all going to be in the show notes. And also in the show notes are, Jesse, where can you be found? Jesse May. I'm sorry.
You can call me Jesse.
I like to be called Stefan. And I'm like,
you guys can find me in your closets tonight.
Oh.
Seeing if you're listening to me about my fart mattress advice. JesseMay.com. I'm Jesse May Peluso on all social media. My podcast is called Sharp Tongue. And come see me live. I'm a fun time. And a portion of ticket sales will go towards the Alzheimer's Association. In perpetuity. So
that's amazing. I was just gonna ask, do you think somebody has been a stalker and snuck into somebody's closet waiting for them and then they were given away because they had to fart?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened at least once.
It's gonna happen tonight, tell you that much.
Oh, it's hopefully it's not
lock
too
your doors
and air out your jeans. The amoebas are coming. Oh my god. Well, thank you so much, Jesse May, and thank you everybody for listening. We will talk at you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hyperbole.